It's the last, probably the last chiddush of the Shlomos of Bitachon. Afterwards, we're going to do the Shlomos of Chinuch. So it's a sugya that I had in mind when we did the Bitachon last summer. I didn't get around to it. Touched on it here and there, but wanted to be miyayin. That's a separate vad to talk about what the sugya Bitachon has to say. The Gavi Esek in exactly how we magdered Parnosa. Eventually, in a Yid's life, there comes a time where he has a shayla. Stop learning partially, a little bit. Sometimes the shayla is. We might be the three types of people. There are people who they know they're going to learn for their whole lives, sit and learn without doing anything. It's a very, very, very big yichidim, very, very small percentage. Most people fall into the other two categories. Somebody who he wants to stay, we call Kli Kodesh, that's the Velt likes to call it. He wants to stay in the area of Torah and Avodah. But at some point comes a Shaila, oh, what am I going to do? We call Kashtela, am I going to do something? It's not only being Oisik in myself, building myself in Torah and Avodah. I do something to Mashbiya. And there comes a Shaila that usually is Magabil, his own growth, his personal growth, in the regular way he's been growing it only on Torah and Avodah. When, where, how? And the Shaila is Nageh to Rav of Kal Yisrael, which is eventually they're going to go to Akagobo. Many people are going to go out to Parnosa. They're going to go to be Isaac of Parnosa. When we are in hell. So that's what we want to talk about. Now I have two disclaimers before I start the sugya. First of all, it's a shayla that Rubai of the shayla is needs Hadrocha Protis. Rubai of the shayla has to do with Hadrocha Protis. It's a shayla that's extremely hard to talk about Rabbim. And you can make a lot of mistakes. And therefore, I'm speaking straight out that in Bechlal, it's us, the Shleim and Sugya, I want to give Hadrocha Klolos. The Bechinas, that you should know the Noisim, when you get to the Shaila, you should know the Noisim. Oh, but to take a Halach L'maisa from this is going to be very complicated, very difficult. You have to work it out L'maisa, B'shas Maisa with yourself, and maybe be Messiah. We'll talk about that a little bit. It's also very, very chashuv. We're going to touch the Sugya by Bechlal. I think it's important. The thing that's important, it is talked about in yeshivas a little bit, that you should have, but even clearly you should have to know what's the kivun. That's the first disclaimer. The second disclaimer is that in the Vada, I have a very big crowd. I have a lot of different ages. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, there's a big chiddush, I don't know how long this is, I don't know, it's going back 10, 15, 20 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a matana to the past few daras. And many times it used to be Kamat, right after you get married, maybe a year or two, or even for sure, Kamat, 3 after you get married, you have to be Oisik in this sugya. Right away, the Shaila Parnosa, going out to do something, or doing something, in B'teres Hashtela, became something that was very Nagea. But the Shbrochu gave a Matona Toiva to our generation. I don't know where it comes from exactly, but very often, when Gaman gets married, and for a bunch of good years, again, it's Tali Kalech Lefi, his individual package, but for a bunch of years, some people will add as 5 or 6 years before they even have to really start thinking seriously about Sugya Parnosa. So I'm saying this very strongly. L'gabi all those in the light that are in this room now or in here, the Sugya, what I'm talking about, is totally Barai and Alamaisa. Sometimes it's mazik to start hearing this Sugya because you're not supposed to be thinking a lot about Parnosa and about changing. You're supposed to be thinking about filling yourself up with Aran Avodah. That's what you're supposed to be thinking about right now. It's not negated to you, B'chlal L'maisa. If, again, the sugya is not negated to the maisa, you could walk out now if you want, if you think you don't want to hear it responsibly. Or you could hear it in a way that you could say, I'll put it away and it'll be a limud of a sugya, it'll be negiah behemshech. But that's very chashuv. I'm not coming, if anyone chas v'shalom understands, I'm telling everyone, every man, to start thinking about this right now, what they're going to do. That's opposite of the message, chas v'shalom. It's very important that you have your years where you're noki from thinking about these things. And for Kerit, a lot of times a guy thought he's going to go out to work in a few years. If he taka builds himself, continue to build himself enough, there'll be a lot of surprises. He can sit and learn a lot more longer than he thought. In other words, that's a second disclaimer for those who are younger, for those who are in their first few years after marriage. It's very often it's not. It's nagia. It's a b'chinas halacha v'lo l'maisa. It's b'chinas limud v'lo l'maisa. So in this sugya, again, we stress it's be'etzem two oifanim. We're talking to the people. Again, the guy who's going to learn for his whole life. I'm not talking to b'chal tonight. Hashem, I'll tell you my name. He's older than that. Okay, let's sit and learn, and not take any cheshbonos. But for the two yungalai to have this eventual challenge at some point, where they feel the need to do something, either to get a shteller or to be oisik in malacha and avoid that something avoid of Hashem to go work. So there's a lot of shailas: when, how, what. I want to try to make seder in the sugya. Like I said, I'm not so getting into the protim lemaisa, but I want to make seder in the sugya. And probably the ikar, one of the ikar messages that I want to develop tonight, I want to get a seder in it. I want to try to get a prayer guide a little bit in it. But one of the ikar nekudas that is very negeya, that there's a confusion and a problem that exists in this area, which is very common in many noisim in our door, is that there's so many questions asked. There's so many questions asked about the sugya. People are always asking, they're more or less asking for other people's opinion, what they should do, when I should go out to work, when I should get a shteller, what age, what should be the shteller, what type of thing, what work should I do, if I didn't go to college, what could I do, what should I do? One of the ikar thrust tonight is we have to know is that this sugya, like many sugyas, in particular this sugya, has a lot to do with you. It has very little bit to do with your Rebbe or your Rav. It has a lot to do with you. A lot to do with you. You have to know yourself, and you have to trust yourself. And I got this, we're going to have a little bit of a hemshech to be speaking about the past few weeks. Bitochen Atzmi. You have to work. This sugya requires a tremendous amount of bitochen in yourself. Let's be misadu the sugya a little bit. The noise of going out to work, getting a shteller, is be'etzem. Not always people don't realize this, but surprisingly, it's really there are two different noisim. There are two noisim. They overlap, and you have to take both of them into account. The basic one, which everyone talks about, always talks about, is that it's, you have to make money. Support yourself. Support. I like the word making money. You have to support yourself. Mekuris in Chazal, various ideas. Many mekuris in Mavur, Bekol Mokim Kamat, that a person needs to make money, support himself. Kol Torah Sheini Mamalocha. Yeah. Seifei, it's not the Seifei Betela, it's Mishachas Ovoin. Lashon Rashi and Shabbos is Kol Torah Sheini Moder Cheretz, Eina Torah. Torah needs Der Cheretz Kodmul the Torah. In Kemach in Torah, it's a basic fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made that we need to have money and we need to be supported in order to be able to continue to be Torah and Avodah. As you get older, the needs get more. The family grows. The needs get more. The support from the parents drops. Both things together. So, at some age, it starts. The person starts thinking, I have to start going and do something. Again, whether he chooses, he does it, but Kli Kodesh, he also make money. Not as much money, obviously, but he does the Kli Kodesh. Sometimes he'll turn to Kli Kodesh, and sometimes he'll turn so different responses, but that's the first mechayev, the first thing that pushes a person. That's more yidua. The second thing, which is less yidua, which is just as important, if not more important, probably more important. And the second issue, which again, which you know, the boy ace, it's very chashuv to know, is talking about, I don't want to say exactly what in Hebrew, in English, in Hebrew it's called mitsui atzmi, maximizing yourself. Taking your koiches, bringing out your koiches, developing your koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to you. Many times in the Vada we spoke about that, which the Goyim, the Maral, the Mashal say that there are three areas in Avodas Hashem. There's Binodim Lamokim, Binodim Lachaver, and Binodim Laatzmoy. There's a category called Binodim Laatzmoy. You are a person, you being a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every human being different koiches and nefesh. Part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to feel good about yourself. Part of feeling good about himself is a person feels he's productive. He has to feel productive. There comes a time when many people, well, some people do feel very productive in learning. But When it comes to time, certain people, they don't feel, they stop feeling productive. They stop feeling productive in learning. So either that means they stop feeling productive in their learning between them and themselves and they want to be mashpia, we'll get to that in the Behemshech. Or b'chal, they don't feel productive enough in a consistent fashion to learn. So that's a big reason why you have to go out to work. If a person needs to feel productivity, it's b'kuach nefashas. Not only b'kuach nefashas, that's tighter in the line. It takes a few years for a person to be unproductive to get to reach b'kuach nefashas. But more than that, that's Ratzon Hashem. Hashem created you. We see maybe a smach from this, from the Chavos Levavos. Hashem created you, and He created you to be a productive person. He created you the Koichas HaNefesh. And if you're not giving expression, and you're not developing that, that's not what Hashem wants. This is a major, major factor. It's not looked on enough. It's one of the main achroyas. When a person goes out, and how and where he goes out, what he, if he does, eventually goes out to do, what does he do? Even in the real matur, there's many different things that a person could do. A person could be a Yisuk Bochum, a person could be a Halacha, a person could be, within Kli Kodesh, he could be a Mashkiach, a person could be a manager of a yeshiva, a person could run a firm organization, a Chavetz Chaim organization. There's so many different things. A person could be a Yisuk Kiruv, a person could be a Yisuk American Bochum. There's tons of different names. Where, when, how. This has a lot to do with feeding and nourishing yourself. And every person's a different world. We're going to get to this. These are the two nice and cold. These are the two factors that you're going to be weighing and making decisions. And both of them, you need to know yourself and you need to trust yourself. Let me read Chavos Levavos, which is the sense of what I want to talk about today. We mentioned this in the Vana B'tochen, like other things. I don't think directly, like this, we mentioned Gabi other things. It's a very, very sadistic shtick on Chavos Levavos. Chavos Levavos, after being miyaseh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechayev a person to make a shtadus. And shtadus required, he came out, didn't talk so much about going into shtel, he was talking about going and working, doing something in a work. In those days, that was much more come out, everyone did that at some point. So after he was meyase, that there's such a chiyuv, he calls it legalgil, al hasibuyos, a person has to search cause and effect, a person has to cause something that will bring him a little parnasa. Agav, let's just mention quickly, why did he say that? We mentioned this in the Vadim then. Chavos Levavos explains that there are two reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this zera of ein kemach, ein tera? Ein tera, main derech eretz. Why did he do that? Chavos Levavos says two reasons. One is for nisayon for the person. In general, the matachas of the world is for us to grow and avoid, and one of the biggest tachlisim of the world is the Yisrael, just like the Siddur Shurim in Akhtava points out, that one of the three tachlisim of the world is the person Lamed bin Yisrael. Zokta Chavos Levavos, one of the greatest Nisyonis is that a person has to eventually go and enter this world, or Olam HaMaisa. His Muram is over there. There are two difficulties. First of all, obviously, the balance of the friction it creates between Avodah Hashem. And eventually, you're going to go out to work. There's going to be a tremendous friction. It's going to have a lot of shter rais to your Torah, Avodah, v'chulei. That's a nisayon. The person, he also says, Muram is in keeping halacha within the avoida, within the work. It's keeping Torah mitzvahs in the work. It's hard. So one reason is because of the nisayon of a person. The second reason he says is that a person shouldn't be bo'ed. If a person wouldn't have to work, it means he doesn't have to be dependent on making money. So he becomes very reliant on himself, self-independent. That's one of the reasons why Hashem sent Corona. We become very relaxed, right? We stop needing Hashem, we stop needing to be Oyvin Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu made, you have to be Oyvin Parnasa, you're telling on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those are two reasons. That was before. Gzok the Chavos Levavos, the Hemshit, the Paragimel, I'm reading from the Chavos Levavos. The Kivin Shez Bar Chiv al Gilgul al Asibas Bnei Yod. Nivar Ata, Ki Ein Kolodom, Chayiv L'Chazer, Kol Siba Mesibas Hater. He's coming to Afuki, the Chavos Levavos, okay. So I gotta do a job. So maybe the first thing that comes to me, I'll take. Something good, my uncle comes to me, he's working at something, he says, oh, let's go into this business, because there's that. Or some sort of opportunity. Torah Chaim, America's Torah calls up and says, oh, you got a major job. It comes right to your step. Maybe you should take it. It's the first thing that comes to you, right away. No. Zokta Chavos Levavos, you don't know if the chap right away what comes to hand. Ki Asibas Rabbis, I'm going to touch it up, adding on a little bit. Ki Asibas Rabbis, he's talking about working. Hasibas Rabbis, there are many, many different ways you could make money. And many different ways you could find your calling. We spoke about that also. A person might want to feel like he finds himself. In many different ways. Mehena kalis. He breaks them up in two categories. Mehena kalis, shetor chama'at. There are those who the physical aspect of it is not so, it's not such hard physical labor. Later on he adds, it might be, you have to use a lot of intellectual power. It might be a small amount of physical exertion that you need. He gives examples. Scharis bechanus, someone who's a storekeeper. Meleches yad, shetor chama'at, a painter. Tviro ki'icha, someone who's working at a tailor, a sewer. Sifrus, someone who's writing. Itzura meschor, it sounds like it's a manager of a warehouse. Stomach, that's the way we touch it. Schir arisim apoyelim ashamoshim avoydes adoma. Someone who's a broker. He's a broker in all kinds of things. Renting houses, hiring workers, a broker. Those things, it's not a physical labor. It's not a lot of physical labor. You have to use your head a little bit. Another side, there's certain jobs, there's certain things to make money. It's the opposite. It's a tremendous amount of physical exertion. Ibrahim is a tanner. Hitzuras a basil, a miner. Someone who works in mines, coal mines, gold mines, diamonds. Vizika kavakesef boiferes. Vinosa hamas, a masois vakfedes, a mover. Leches bedroichim rechokim tomet. There are certain people, faceless maybe, it's like a taxi driver, these type of people. It wears the person down. Vavoides adoma vacharishosa. A farmer. When works the land. Oh, so what the hell do you decide? Dr. Hazel. Umishu, there are two things you take into account. Umishu bnei adam chazak begufoi v'chalosh bekarosoi. First of all, you look at your natural, physical, and even intellectual makeup. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create you? There are certain people who are naturally stronger, better built. And if the person has to be honest with themselves, they're not the quickest person. They're not the quickest. They're not the smartest. He should be a taxi driver. He should be a person who has to do something that's much more physical. The first thing he says, take into account, is make an assessment of your kalim, your physical kalim, your intellectual kalim. Do something that's incompatible with your physical kalim. That's the first thing, first point of direction. Oh, but he adds in the second thing, there's a one of the marchiv, nachazach. Ulakal odom, yesh chifetz bimalocha ischayrum bibilti zulasa. Kvar tbiya hakela betivoy ava vachiba. Zoktecha vizalav is every person has what's called desires, ritzoinus, inclinations. Sometimes I come to you, I come to him and I say, what should I do? I have no idea. I'm sitting in Kailo, 26, 27, 28. I have no idea what to do. I say, do you have an idea? Do you have an atia? No, I have no idea. Nothing, garnished. I've never told anything. Another. What do you mean? You're fine with Kodesh Moses? Kodesh Moses says every single person at Kodesh Baruch Hu gave atias. For some reason, I don't know if it's a certain frumkeit in Adar, sometimes we're like, Koyfer Bakolin, Koyches HaNefesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu made different people with different talents, different inclinations, different pulls, different things he likes. This one likes writing, this one likes music, this one likes being mashpia, this one likes order. There are tons and tons of koiches and nefesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us. It's there for a purpose. It is going to lead you and it's going to give you direction in life where you're supposed to go. This is such a chashar nekuda. In a door of Hester upon him, Hester. We're always looking for direction. That's one of the reasons why we run to Rabbein the whole time. We're running to Rabbein. Is there any better direction in life than Nevuah? Imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come to you, tell you something. Zok Techev Ezmov, I'm saying one word, but he's saying there's something parallel to Nevuah. Something that comes direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. It's called you. It's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. No one else made it. You were born, I don't know which hospital, many years ago. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you. And there's no one else is involved. It's not, it's unadulterated, there's no additives, it's you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put natural things in you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them there for a reason. They should guide you. Yena, you're going to go to some Chaim Kanievsky, he's going to guide you. You're going to go to some Kubel, he's going to guide you. He might help you. But how is he going to tell you what you should do? I don't know, some people work with Kabbalah. I don't know, later. That's not the way I work. Chavis Vavis tells me that I should have something within me and I should take that into account. Avada, my Musgur. Sometimes a person, after he's holding a little bit of the sugya, he can go for direction. Duck it, second guess himself. He can go for a person, he can go to a Rebbe, he can go to somebody to help him out. Oh, but where is the ikar sugya zokta chavis levavis? It's in you. And he gives a marshal. Just like, I'm not going to read the length of the marshal. Eli says, if you look at Baal HaChayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu put in different animals, physical features, and a love, and a connection to certain things. He says, certain birds like certain fish. Where did it come from? Where does it come from? The cats like mouse. Where did it come from? They stand. It happened to be. It was a mikra. They lived next to mice. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in for them because that's what's good for them. Zokta, the same exact way a Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in all animals. Animals of natural inclinations. And they're natural built in a way that is conducive to what they're supposed to be doing. The same as in a human being. The same exact way. It earns. I want to add on a line in a second. So here, let's go back to the two sugyas we spoke about. The first sugya again is when should a person go? The first interest, the first thing is pushing the person is making parnos. So what is the way you weigh this out? The way you weigh this out is very simple. Not simple, but the guidelines are like this. I'm learning. I'm learning right now. I'm learning very strong. I'm learning in a certain pure way. If I go and take on either a stellar in learning, or definitely if you take on parnos, it's even going to be more a shter. Both of them are going to shter right now. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. The first thing that's pushing you is maybe parnosa. Now, let's speak at a simple thing. What is parnosa? Parnosa is not only you, it's your wife, obviously. It's just as much you and your wife. It's not only if you think you need more parnosa than that, it's your wife. In the Boshon Ba'ez Vada, we brought the Gemara Ba Metzi in the test. Another Gemara we brought that the Gemara Ba Metzi is very strong. Roiv, most ain meriva nimsa beisav adam elisha parnosa latfua. The Gemara says one of the ikar sources of strife in the house is coming from parnosa issues. We brought over then the wife is much more needy. She's connected to, grounded to this world. She is connected to this world. And she, her need to be fed and her need to be mefornis, her need to be settled and feel b'shalva and yonei kemach and derech eretz, means sarchi oilam, is much stronger than the man. Avada, you're going to have to take this into account, you and your wife. What are you taking into account? Take into account the following. The Chavzvavis teaches what betochen is. He says betochen, in the beginning he says it's shalva, shalva. You have to weigh. Zokta Chavzvav is in another place. The midas status of a person is kafiyas, is his sheer betochen, his degree of betochen. So you're weighing. If you want to push off going into parnasa, you have to have a certain high level of betochen. You and your wife are shteitzich. So you have to look at yourself and see how ruach I am. How ruach I am. How calm. How calm I am. If it's starting to get stressful in the house, it's a problem. Let's speak it out. A little stress, no. A little stress. My sepulchre. Of course, father, person is. There's certain challenges. There'll come time. A little bit, you feel challenged. That's not the problem. But it means, in a certain consistent fashion, distress in the house, and even from your wife, 100% stress in the house. Then the pshat is, right now, you're not doing enough betochen, or you're not doing enough hashtadlus for your midas of betochen. Your stronger level of betochen to rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu that He's going to be able to give you. Kadosh Baruch Hu lekotzer yad Hashem. We spoke out there. Kadosh Baruch Hu give you everything. Not everyone could see that. Not everyone could see that all of a sudden their fourth cousin is going to call them one day and say, okay, we're going to give you $100,000. A lot of people aren't holding there. You might not be holding there. Your wife might be holding there. How do you know? You have to measure. Who's going to tell you that? A Rebbe? No, not a Rebbe's not going to tell you that. You have to know it, and you have to be able to measure your koichas and nefesh. This is before the chavis lovis. This is pashut, your feelings of tranquility, your feelings of calmness. You and your wife have to be able to measure yourself. You have to trust yourself. We both then in the Vadim, Rashi and Shabbos, the morning Shabbos, Samachim al Aleph, the Tzid, we just had Rishon and Shlach. The Pasuk says, Halich bedarki libcha. It's a klal gadol. Rashi says, look at what's in your heart, lefi yu avona. The Tzid is marich, this is the klal gadol. In deciding, Hitaka talks what he's talking about, in Drochim and Avodas Hashem, and his meram is on whether or not you should be misparnis or Halich bedarki libcha. You have to be able to trust yourself. Who am I? How am I going to know? Go back to what we spoke about. Hashem created you, right? Kishem Semitzvah, Amen Ba Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavti Ma'amen Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. Adar has kfira in that. The mamish has kfira in that. The mamish had a kfira in the ability to rely on ourselves. We don't really need to rely on ourselves. You have to rely on yourself. You're good at it. You want to double check? Go over to Rebbe and tell him what you're feeling. Don't ask, what am I supposed to feel? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know that shprach. What does it mean? I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to feel. What does that mean? I'm making decisions for you or me. I mean, it's for you. What does it mean? This is the first sugya. Being moidei, how much of a doichit you feel, how much stress there is. The second sugya is, you have to know, what do you feel, or you feel that you are giving? Do you have satisfaction? Do you have a mamatzeh yourself? Are you using your kuchis in the right way? There's a time when a person is going to start to feel unproductive. It's pushing that. He's not happy with himself. He's not happy with himself. I have to throw in the thing again. I have to say, I'm sorry. I'm repeating myself a lot of times. This is a tremendous hadroch at this point. I know hadroch a protis. Hadroch, again, fiyar definition. Hadroch doesn't mean you ask the Rebbe everything. You make a cheshbon and you go over to the Rebbe to work with him. You know, you think about yourself and you go over to the Rebbe with him. Within the sugya, being mamatzeh yourself, there's a big prat, is that there's one issue of a person being productive even of himself. Always. Big issue. A person has to feel productive. Which chelik haTorah you're learning. You're learning the Iyun, you're learning Bekiyas, you're learning Halacha. But there's a whole other prat. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu made the person in a way that there's a certain tikkun in his life where he's being oisik. He's filling himself up from within. Both him and his wife are filling themselves up from within. They're doing something for themselves. They're feeding themselves. They're building themselves. There comes a chelik in life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in every single person that he needs to make a roshim, needs to do something with what it has. He needs to take his kliches and do something with what it has. It's besides productivity, says, in the first chelik of the sugya, also a person has to be productive. He's filling himself up, he has to feel. If he's feeling, if a person's going to college and he's studying, he has to be studying in a way that he feels he's filling himself up. If a person's learning, he has to be learning. But there's another point in a person's life. I'll just say the numbers, they're not exactly. We've always said it's barely between 28 and 32, I think. It's barely between 28 and 32. When a person gets to a certain stage in life, like the Shbokh who is mapping himself, that it's not going to be enough, even if he's productive in an individual level. Many times, not always, he has to go do something with it. He has to go do something with his, if it's in the area of work, or it's in the area of learning. That's another prat. At that point, many times, productivity won't be enough for the person. If he feels productive in a private sector, an individual, in himself, he might have to go do something with it. That's a prat. I'll call upon him. The second thing also, you need to know yourself. You need to trust yourself. It's such a basic thing. It's just being Yiddish Ashkafa. Many times a person says, okay, I'm going to go to Parnassa. What's the most money? Everything becomes only money. No, that's not. There's a large part of it that doing, what's your calling? Sai mitzad, that's who you are, and Sai mitzad, that's what Hashem wants. A person told me a nice maisa. He walked into, I think it was the flower store in Paran. He walked into a guy who owns a flower store. It was during the time of Corona. Business was very schwach, all the businesses. They were talking to him, and he was complaining, there's no other thing with him. This person is a very good business head. The person was talking to him, a very good business head. And within about like 2 or 3 minutes, he sized up the whole shop. And he had 2 or 3 hatsoyas, what he could do with the shop. It's about 70 meters by 30. You could rent it out for business. He told him 4 of the things. He's like, what are you complaining about your business? What are you complaining about your business? Your flower business, not going to go. You could do this. And the guy turned to him and he says, but I want to sell flowers. I want to sell flowers. So he was like, yeah, I said, but I want to sell flowers. This is hard. Yeah, such a thing. There's such a thing that a Kaddish Baruch, the guy I don't think was a from. I'm not talking, it's not a from Zach. I don't think there was someone it was from. Not everything is about making money. Like I say, very little is about making money. It's part of how you have to know you make money. Oh, but people have things that they want to do and they feel productive and can feed everyone's individual kaychas. That is one of the first things you should feed. But my mind, there's some people who love to make money. They love to be productive. That's the touch. They love to kshaf. That's an also medium. That itself is something. Okay, say it. But there are many people who are called to something. They're called to something. You're called to something. And again, this has to do with in Torah also. There are different areas in Torah to produce. There's only different areas. We have to take this into account. We have to be able to be moided ourselves. I can tell you, I could try to give you guidelines, I could try to help you. Why are you running right away to somebody else? Think about yourself. You don't know yourself. Okay, start getting to know yourself. What can I do? We've spoken about this many times. Rebbe has a whole Shaar Gimel in Ali Shar, if you could talk about it yet. One of the Seres of Dibris is to know yourself. You have to know yourself. A person's supposed to his whole life know yourself. You're not supposed to be a robot who does avoid the Hashem. You're supposed to know yourself. You're supposed to take notes, mental notes, a person's whole life. Who am I? What I am? What makes me tick? What excites me? What upsets me? That's what a person's supposed to be. This is a huge clerkite, a certain clerkite in the sugya. It's not an easy sugya. But this is one of the bigger guiding factors, and they're in the both parts of the sugya, of guiding a person when and where and how. Once a person picked out a job, a vocation, a certain area that he thinks is the right thing for him, he thinks it's the right thing for him, based on his physical makeup and based on his netiyas. Let's say it's a gainish. Zokta lehedya. Val yokutz kishimana men aterv b'ksas eitim. Ach yiftach b'lekim sheyaspik loy torfel kol yimechai. Zom mary dikazach. Avada, even after the Gemara, let's say, goes out to work. Many times I speak to Yigalai about this. Avada, you don't throw away b'tochen. I'll speak about this in a second. Okay, now I finished b'tochen, now I'm going out. There are levels in b'tochen. The pshat is you think right now, for your level b'tochen, you can't rely on a matnas Hashem, aleph, or beis. You think that for your calling, you needed to go out to work. It could be another thing. It could be somebody, maybe I didn't speak this out, somebody could say, as parnosa, akataka, I'm even rich or something, but I partially want to be productive. That's enough reason to go out to work. A person has to be productive. A person has to feel good about himself. It's aleph. A person starts to do it. So let's say he's in the first category. He also did it. He did it for him. He wanted to find something he's good at, or he feels good in. And he also needed money. But let's say the money is not going good. So what should he do? This is a mifchan where his betochen is. If he throws in the hat right away, so that means you're trying to do what Hashem says. Hashem sent you a nevuah, what you should do. Hashem sent you a nevuah. You assess to yourself, you know your personality, you know this is what you like. You're throwing it right away, keep on trying. For state sex, if a person tries 4 or 5 years, it doesn't go. That's always true. Sometimes we don't know. Hashem changes our plans. But if the right away, when it starts getting a little tough, you throw away what you are, no. That's not, you're supposed to be doing what Aleph Hashem wants you to do, and Bey is what feeds you, Kaychas and Nefesh. So why are you stopping right away? This is, in a nutshell, the general guidance in the sugya of if you should go out to work, when you should go out to work. Let me finish one thing, I know it's late, 1 minute. It has to do with people before they go out to work. You have to watch. When a person does go out, and a person in this year of deciding when to go out, there's a Bedorah of the Chavis Lavavis, Perek Vov. He says very often, he's Marach Ma'oid and Kanira, he wants to say that we should realize we have this in a Kaychas HaNefesh. He says there's something called a Kat HaMamashkin in Mes Hashem. There's a group of people. They said that we want to take a mashkin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he, 7 reasons, he mamish blessed for 7 reasons. I'm not going to remark on the 7 reasons are what's mufka. What does it mean? He says like this. Everyone knows, like just saying, for avoid this Hashem, you need to be supported. You need to be supported. You need to feel good about yourself. You need to have bread on the table. You need to know basic needs, doctor needs, other needs, vacation needs, basic needs. You have basic needs. Well, so some people, they say like this, okay, I know I'm supposed to work. I'm supposed to learn. I know I'm supposed to daven. I know I'm supposed to spend a lot of time growing. But lamaisa, I can't do that because I'm not taken care of. So what comes first? Does HaKadosh Baruch have to take care of me first, or do I have to be over HaKadosh Baruch? Zokticha is involved as many people. Can hear if he talks about it, it's a lot more people than we think. Deep down without realizing, they tell HaKadosh Baruch like this, okay, you set me up before, and then when you set me up, I'll be over Hashem. It means, I know that I'm going to work this amount of hours, or spend this amount of time work, or move to a certain area and work in a certain way. I know it's going to be a steer to my basic level of Avodas Hashem. I know I'm not going to daven the way I'm supposed to daven. I know I'm not going to keep sneezes the way I'm supposed to daven. I know I'm not going to raise kids the way I'm supposed to. But what can I do? What do you want me? He said, stop paying you. Give me a mashkin first. Give me a mashkin. You're taking a mashkin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? You don't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're taking a mashkin zokta before you even start working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't stop paying him. You take a mashkin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be very careful. The right way to do it is, it's not a mashkin. Avad, it's true, we need also support, but it's on the side. You work in Avodah Hashem. You don't ever stop your Avodah Hashem. The basic level of Avodah Hashem is never put on the side if you're not getting parnas. There's no such thing. A person doesn't go to minyan. A person, kfiyas itim, the Torah is basic. How much you learn is another thing. If a person has basic kfiyas itim, it's agav, it's b'gayim u'balayla, not only once a day. It's b'gayim u'balayla, shnei rama. Kfiyas itim is one night and day. It has to be kfiyas itim in night and day. If it is not, if a person puts his kfiyas itim, his basic thing, for work, if that subject is very wrong. You didn't realize you just entered the Kaaba Mashkin Hashem. It's always been noisif to your parnasa, to your whatever you decide to do. Been noisif avada on the side. You have to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me. If he doesn't, I have to go speak to somebody what to do. Maybe let's think about it. I have to think about what to do. But you have to watch out very much not to be Kaaba Mashkin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a person is missing basically in Betochen. He's missing in basic Yisraelis of Betochen. He's saying, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me. I'm going to serve you. That's a very scary thing that we have to worry out for, and that has strong beef from the Kaaba Mashkin HaKadosh Baruch Hu.